7:25. We're in part two of Logan Paul. We caught up with him in his hotel room late last night, and the dude is cool. He shut down Dubai Mall with the world's biggest meet and greet. Big shout out to Shiraz Hassani. He's a good friend of mine. About 3 months ago, he came up to me, goes like, "Yo, what do you think about bringing Logan Paul out?" And I said, "Yeah, I think he's got a huge following here."
Because you met him in LA, didn't you?
I did, but I had no idea he was that. Like, I didn't realize he was going to shut down the Dubai Mall.
Like, I don't think anyone really understood or could kind of
comprehend,
foresee,
right? Yeah.
Like, what was about to happen.
Part two of Catching Up with Logan Paul. Check it out.
Logan Paul, I was going to say, in studio. We're in the hotel room. He's just about to bounce out of Dubai. What will you tell your... Listen, my kids have never wanted to meet anyone that I've interviewed. And I've mentioned, like, you know, Demi Lovato and like, Fifth Harmony.
Yeah.
They didn't really... Like, I said, do you want to go meet them? And no... I had them come up to me going, "Daddy, the girls at school said that Logan Paul's here. I want to be able to meet him." And I said, "No, you're not going to meet Logan Paul."
Yo, I met them.
I know you did.
They came to the meet and greet.
And I want to say, hey, thank you. But that is the first person. They're 8 and 6, and that is the first person that they've ever wanted to meet. You are the first person that they've ever wanted to meet.
That is an honor. Yo, they come up to me, they're like, "We're Chris Fade's kids." Yeah. I gave them the biggest hugs.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That was surreal. That was a surreal moment for me.
He's now the hero at home because he did this.
Yeah.
You know? I told him, "Did you go to school and tell everyone that you met them?" I met him, and he goes, yeah, they went, yeah. I was like, "Good. You make sure you get that one, you know, get some credits."
Yeah, you got some brownie points at school.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, The Rock.
Oh, yes,
dude,
okay.
I'm obsessed with The Rock.
Join the club.
Okay.
He's perfect.
You've worked with The Rock.
Yo, you have no idea, dude. I don't get starstruck. I do not. And when I was next to The Rock for the first time, I was shaking like a little girl. He's my idol. He's the one guy who I actually resonate with in Hollywood because he went from being a WWE wrestler to being the world's highest paid actor. No one's done that before. He's a trailblazer. I'd like to consider myself a trailblazer as well. Oh. He works so hard. I know everything about this guy. It was incredible.
I mean... Could you ever think about becoming a WWE wrestler, by the way?
I thought about it.
I think you could really do it.
You know why I cannot is because I got concussions in high school from playing football.
Oh, no.
And, yo, just getting slammed on the mat.
Okay.
It hurts. Just rocks my brain, which I can't have any more of that.
Wouldn't be a good idea.
Going back to The Rock, is the movies... A succession, is it a plan?
Hollywood
coming in, there must be something going on. Because if you're selling out the biggest meet and greet in the Middle East, I can't imagine what you would do in other parts of the world, especially if you're on the big screen.
The reach is unfathomable. There is no ceiling. We can make a movie, we can do a TV show, we can do whatever we want. I can make songs, we can make music videos. It just depends, is it worth it? Because the heart and soul in the operation is the vlog, is the content, the stuff I'm making. So everything I do, I want to own. That's why I created my own brand, the Maverick brand. And it's, if we're doing a project that is not me, it needs to be something that's going to elevate me in my career. I just did a movie called Valley Girl. It was with MGM Studios. It's one of the biggest studios in Hollywood. And that elevated my career. That's going to, when it comes out next year, I think June 28th is the official date, it's going to solidify me as a quote-unquote traditional actor. So while I'm definitely focusing on my own stuff, I am looking elsewhere if the opportunity is good enough.
It's not just acting that you've conquered. You've got your own line of merch as well, right? Your merchandise.
Everything. The merch is it's a movement. It's literally changing the world. It's a really cool logo with the incredible message behind it that teaches everyone that it's okay to be different. It's okay to be unique. In fact, I encourage you to be unique because it's the crazy ones who change the world, i.e. stuff I'm doing, Steve Jobs. He's the one who said that. And I like people pushing themselves to achieve their goals. There is, like I said, there is no ceiling. I believe anyone can do whatever they want as long as they put their mind to it and actually, truly, from the bottom of their heart, want it.
That's amazing. That's pretty the cool. best advice, I think.
We were talking the other day, and I said, I don't know who said this, but we went with it. You could be the next...
President.
No, oh, I said that.
Hey, we told you that.
Maybe.
Like, you could be Jimmy Fallon. You could be the guy that looks... Because I think you've got everything going. You've got the personality. You're like, how old are you?
22.
That is...
It's the charisma,
you could
know?
Be the guy that just really holds down the biggest TV show in the world.
Let's think bigger, Chris.
Oh.
Let's think bigger.
Well.
Let's hold down the biggest TV show in the world.
Yeah.
Let's make the biggest movies in the world. Okay. Let's create the biggest businesses and brands in the world. Now we're talking.
It's awesome, man.
Yeah.
It's cool. Well, he's only 22 years old. I can't believe that. Logan Paul here in Dubai. We hope that you enjoyed your time, not only in Dubai, but the UAE and the Middle East. What are you going to tell your friends when you go back home? What are you going to tell them about this place?
Don't go to Dubai. Leave it up to me, guys. You stay here and let me have the fun.